Paul Otto, freeze notice, weather, a rainy weekend in store.
Jim, a darkening sky and an initial set of storms now move in from the southwest, moving northeast. The storms should keep their intensity through about the Illinois River before turning into mainly a rainmaker with embedded thunderstorms during the rest of this afternoon. This change means that for now, the likelihood of strong thunderstorms will stay over western and northwestern areas initially, as the low pressure area will hold off to our west and then pass to our north. But a second effort this evening between 6 p.m. and midnight will mainly affect far northern and northwestern Illinois, with a second batch over central and southern Illinois. They'll see their chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms with rain that then continues until sunrise on Saturday, ending over southeast and south central parts of Illinois. The rest of Saturday may just bring windy conditions from mid-morning until mid-afternoon, with only isolated activity continuing until bedtime, when thunderstorms then do ramp back up overnight on Saturday night into Sunday morning, with again northwest and western Illinois along the Mississippi River being in the best position for additional thunderstorms, with the southern half of Illinois becoming more involved with active weather late on Sunday, more like Sunday evening through about noon on Monday, as high pressure over the southeast U.S. will finally give up and move offshore from Georgia and the Carolinas to then allow the passage of the cold front to come through even far southeastern Illinois early on Monday afternoon. A second more potent cold front does bring little precipitation. That arrives on May the 1st, but a very brief and refreshing cool down to end out this 5-day period. But still, well above normal precipitation is likely, and that also matches and lines up with the likelihood of seeing above normal temperatures. For the mid-range outlook for the 2nd through the 6th, brief cool spell turns into a very cool northwesterly flow that sticks around. Only southwest Illinois may be able to escape the cool. This is Freeze Notice meteorologist Paul Otto with the RFD Radio Network.